welcome to this week's episode of Tuesday Tunes, written and recorded for morepower.com. Some of you may remember my very first episode, in which I gave a nod to my favorite songs from the Final Fantasy series. But in the span of 20 minutes or so, I got nowhere near exposing the vast array of solid music from that franchise. There were some fantastic tracks that got left out in the cold, and I couldn't help but return once again to the work of Nobuo Uematsu. On this week's exploration of Final Fantasy, I thought I'd spend a little time getting you acquainted with the Piano Collections, a little series of albums that feature Final Fantasy music played on the piano. The resulting music is beautifully crafted and among the most relaxing tracks I have. As a first little taste, from the Final Fantasy IX album, here's Roses of May. From the Final Fantasy VIII album, here's Find Your Way. Thank you. And of course, Final Fantasy VII deserves a little respect. After neglecting to include any music from this game at all last time around, I find it only necessary to highlight one of my favorite piano tracks. Tifa's theme manages to be an endearing exploration of tone, and I think you'll agree that it suits the game well. On the topic of Final Fantasy VII, the main theme also deserves a mention. Here it is in its original PS1 format. Going back in time a bit, I thought I'd play a bit of music from the first Final Fantasy game I ever played, the remake of 3 on DS. I know that some of you may wonder why it took me so long to get acquainted with the series, but I can only say that my lifelong Nintendo orientation prevented me from experiencing the golden age of PlayStation exclusive titles, and I've since gone back and played quite a few of them, but 3 will always be my first. And the DS version offers a few really interesting takes on the older songs. One of the most haunting tracks from the game, a song called Pavilion of Dorga and Une, really got to me way back when. Next up on my exploration of Final Fantasy III is the Boundless Ocean. Finally, I'll play for you what could be considered the main theme to Final Fantasy III, Elia, the Maiden of the Water. Final Fantasy III wasn't the only Final Fantasy game to grace the DS. Final Fantasy IV also made an appearance, and, well, it carried a reputation of difficulty that sadly never led me to buy it. But I do adore the theme of love, and I thought I'd play the DS version for you. Thank you. Once again, I must bring this podcast to a close. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard thus far. I thought I'd end with some selections from my favorite live orchestrated album, Tour de Japón. First is Ahead on Our Way from Final Fantasy V. The last song I'll play for you is The Oath from Final Fantasy VIII. That's it for this week's episode of Tuesday Tunes. I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for another journey through the greatest video game music ever composed. And remember to keep it to morepower.com for articles and opinion pieces on video games, anime, comics, movies, and everything in between. Thanks for listening.